work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. As you go about your Rise with Love journey, you'll understand that we learn so much from each other. And one of the things that I'm truly passionate about is, as a medium, to bring mediumship into the everyday home, the everyday hearts, and everyday conversations. And I find that one way to develop our mediumship muscle is to benefit from listening to other people's messages and seeing what other loved ones in the spirit world have to share and say. And it brings so much comfort and hope and just insight. So for today's Rise with Love podcast episode, you will be enjoying audio of my Mediumship Thursday, which happens on my Facebook page every Thursday night in New Zealand. So I hope that you enjoy listening to these messages and see what it can bring for you in terms of connecting to your loved ones in the spirit world. So as you listen to these incredible messages from Mediumship Thursday, I want you to feel into how it can relate for you and your loved ones on the other side. And as you do so, you'll become more and more aware of how your loved ones communicate with you. So here is to the beautiful gift that is mediumship. Let's hear these incredible messages. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mediumship Thursday with myself, Melissa Mills, medium and soulful alignment mentor. I am super duper excited to get this time every week to not only connect with you, but also your loved ones in the spirit world. It's time, because we never get anything given to us from the spirit world, from the divine, from the universe, unless we're really ready to birth it into the world. So let's connect with some loved ones. So let's set the tone and open up your heart to all the good that is available to you right now. The messages from your loved ones, whether it's you directly getting a message tonight or whether that is through someone else's message. Just open up your heart to all that the non-physical and the spirit world has for us. All the good that is available, all the joy, all the abundance, all the love, all the peace, the empowerment, the freedom, the creativity, and the appreciation. Let's feel into that. So as you do that, I just call upon the power of the highest truth, love, and compassion to come and be with us here tonight and share with us beautiful messages that are going to give us some hope, some inspiration, some wisdom, some guidance, some insight, some peace, some support from our loved ones in the spirit world for the highest good of those that are here watching live or watching the replay. So let's take a deep breath. Let's feel into that love that is available for all of us, right? I am going to be using, as usual, the Whispers from Above cards. Let's have a look-see. So what is our general message from the spirit world tonight? Oh, this is nice. A great way to start. I will always find a way to let you know I'm with you when you need me. So I want you to start really thinking about your loved ones. And it's usually in the time when we're setting the intention, when we are giving it the time that we realize that our loved ones are there and here to help us. But in reality, your loved ones are with you all the time. And those who have done my Reunited program will know, because it is my 6-week mediumship program. You know, it is all in the intentions, and your loved ones, they will do whatever they can to let you know that they are with you. They are always sending you messages, and it is your duty to put in the effort to develop your own mediumship muscle. It is actually your job, Really? It's not your loved one's job. Your loved ones are sending you the messages. They are there all the time, sending you signs, letting you know they're around, supporting you, loving you. And it's up to you, really is, spoiler alert, to develop your mediumship muscle so that you can interpret these messages and receive all the healing, the support, the comfort, the guidance, the wisdom, all of that that you need from them. They will always let you know that they are with you. It's up to you to start being aware. Okay. So that is our general message. And I love it. I love, 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 love. And I want you to listen to everyone else's message because there are always, always little tidbits. And that is how you will increase your mediumship muscle as well, by recognizing the messages that come along. So, Justika. So the message from your son is, when you miss me, think of happy times because that's where I'll be. And so what I'm really feeling with your son is, I keep feeling like I'm at a carousel, you know, a merry-go-round. And I feel like, even though that might not be something that you experienced with him, I keep feeling like this is what life is about. It's about those moments. I'm really getting that for him. It's about being in the joy, kind of letting go. And I feel that's his message for you, is think of him happy, right? And even though when we have a child transition to the spirit world, it is something that is going to be pretty challenging, right? There is no sugarcoating that, you know, no parent should ever have to bury a child, right? And it's not the favorite part of my job. However, what I do love is that we can connect with them. And so what I'm feeling with your son is, imagine him being able to experience all the things that you feel he's missed out on, because he hasn't. Thomas, your son, is very much wanting you to know that he fulfilled his purpose here on earth. And that was to feel the love of his parents. And that's all he needed. And so he needed to give you a purpose to have something to do with your life as well. Like he's given your life meaning. And so this is what his purpose is. And so you need to think of him happy. You do not need to think of him having missed out on anything, or that it was unjust, or any of that kind of stuff, because he's saying, this is what I wanted and needed. And as hard as that might be to hear, that's the truth. And this is what he says. So just for some reason, I keep seeing like the carousel and merry-go-round. And so that's what I feel. Okay. So hi, Anna. So you want to hear from your Nana. Let's see what we've got. Do not think of me as gone, as I am here with you. Quite a theme happening tonight, everybody, right? Our loved ones are always with us, okay? And they are not gone. And the thing that we have to understand is, we are more spirit than we are body. And so ultimately, learning mediumship is going to help you in every aspect of your life, because the skills you learn when you're developing your mediumship is exactly the same skills you learn when you want to have guidance from your spiritual team or the universe, law of attraction, all of that kind of stuff. It's all interconnected. So every opportunity that you get to learn and develop is going to have a transformational value into your life. And so what you will learn during Reunited is that they're not gone. Like I said, we are more spirit than we are body. So learning mediumship gives you the skills as well to understand how it works on the other side, but also when you become a spirit, how you can help your loved ones that are left here on earth to carry on and figure life out without you. So I just feel like for you, so your name is Anna, when it comes to your Nana, she's just saying, I'm always here with you. Why would I leave you? I feel like the bond that you had was like sisters in a way. It very much feels like a sisterly kind of love and approach to how you felt with her. I know, not necessarily like a sister, but that's the feeling that I get. It's like she was so approachable. She's so kind, kind of kept to herself in a way. Like, I don't feel she was someone who would go out and know everybody's business, but I feel like she was someone who was very trustworthy and very loyal. There's such a loyalness in her heart here that I pick up, and she wants you to know that this is something that you also have. And so she just wants to commend you on how you show up and the good that you do in the world, and that it's not going unnoticed, and that she just really adores you and stop thinking that she's gone, because she's not gone. And she's like wagging her finger at you saying, why would I be gone? Okay, so that's what I got for you. So Tony is asking if Dad is visiting her daughter when she sleeps. Most likely. You don't need a medium for that. It'll most likely, of course, be Dad. So let's see what your dad has to share with us, Tony. He says, I know some things did not go to plan, but I want you to see the blessings in all situations. And I feel like, you know, there's such a closeness with your dad. I feel like you'll always be Daddy's little girl. Always. You know, that will never change. And I really feel like he still wants you to see yourself in that way. You know, like you can still go to him. You can still ask him for advice and his opinion and all of that kind of stuff, because I feel like he'll always find a way to give it to you. Music's going to be really significant, because he says to me, you and him might have had quite different tastes in music. But that will be a way that he kind of shows you that he's around through that. And I also feel like he says to me that it is him with your daughter, but there's also a lady that goes with him. And I keep feeling like I hear the word aunt, but I don't feel it's your daughter's aunt. Like I feel it might be your aunt. If not, then it's his aunt, but I keep hearing aunt and there's no real clarity on that. Like I'd need you to kind of clarify that. And I feel like they really watch over her because she's quite a sensitive child. She's quite an empath. And so they're just ensuring that the energies, like that she's kind of getting a break from the energies that she picks up from the world. Because especially if you're an empath right now, the world might seem like quite a challenging place. So your dad is saying that, you know, they, him and this aunt are really helping to just give your daughter the opportunity to sleep. And even if he says that it's him waking her up and stuff, he says it's so much better than her having to deal with all the energy that's going on. So it's just giving her the opportunity to replenish in some way. But I also feel like your dad's quite a positive person and he would say, okay, like, how are we going to get through this? So whatever's kind of showing up in your life, he also wants you to know that he's there with you with any decision or anything that you've got to make, right? So that's what I've got for you. All right. So Devin says, hi, Melissa. I'd love to hear a message from my grandma if you can feel her. Okay, so Devin, you have, everyone is doing the best that they can with their grief since my passing. Be kind on them and yourself. So this is one of the things I love about my Reunited program, is that you really do get to understand the grieving journey. So even if you might not be necessarily going through grief, and trust me, there's always some part of grief that you have not addressed. This will help you with how other people in the family are grieving and handling the transition of your loved one right into the spirit world. Like with your grandmother, what I'm feeling is to trust that things that happened after her passing, especially with how things were handled in the family with her assets and all that nonsense, we don't need to air your dirty laundry in front of Facebook, but she just says like she's at peace with it. And even though she would have been disappointed, she just says it doesn't affect her. She's not going to try and punish anybody or anything like that from it. And I feel like she just wants to know your heart. She says she knows that your intention is good and that you want to keep her legacy untarnished. And so she just really wants to thank you. She really admires your courage, because she says sometimes it takes courage as a woman in this family. So she just wants to say how much she loves you and admires you. And she talks about the pink butterfly. No idea what that's about, but hopefully that might make sense to you at some point. So that's what I've got. Everybody take a breather. Hashtag making mediumship the norm. One of the things that I love doing is showcasing the variety of mediumship. And I really feel mediumship is evolving. And one of those things that I have been developing is being a channel to other realms, the non-physical. And so I get asked all the time, who is my spirit guide? Who is my master guide? How can I find out who they are and have their help? So one of the things that I'm now really excited to be able to offer you is this session named Master Guide Channeled Sessions. And what this is, it's a two-part session. So it means you get two 45-minute sessions. The first session is where we get together and I talk you through a beautiful meditation to meet your master guide. And then we work together and really putting the picture, and you'll get some resources to help you kind of fill in the gaps for your next session, where in session two, you get to have me, just like I do with your loved ones, right? Be a channel to your master guide, and you can ask them any type of question that you like. Could be about you and them, could be about your life, it could be about the universe, it could be about absolutely anything that tickles your fancy. And you'll be surprised, like there's so much wisdom that your master guide really wishes to share with you. And they are your divine BFF. So if you are yet to meet your master guide, or even if you want to go in that much deeper and delve into that part of your spirituality, it's going to make a massive difference into the positivity and the co-creation of your life, because your master guide is there and they want to be supporting you along the way, and they will. And it's just so amazing. My master guide is called Miriam and she's pretty awesome. So there you go. Have fun, because I really want you to be able to experience this. Even just doing the meditation and going into that and meeting your master guide is amazing. So, a general message for all of us. Let's have a look, see. We've got spending time in nature is a great way to still your mind to hear the guidance I share with you. I want all of us to kind of make an effort to spend more time outdoors, because a lot of the healing opportunities that can happen for us tend to be outside, right? So start looking for nature as signs, whether it be a butterfly, whether it be a rainbow, whether it be a leaf shaped as a heart, whether it be the scent of their favorite flower, even though that flower is nowhere to be seen. Start really connecting with nature. Crystal would love a message from, I love that, from Esther, Nanny Moo. All right, from Nanny Moo, let's do it. I know some things did not go to plan, but I want you to see the blessing in all situations. So what I feel with that for you, Crystal, I just feel like her, like I feel really emotional, and I feel like her passing was so unfair. It was really like, for the type of person that she was, she did not deserve this. However, she says it's made people appreciate life, and for that, she's really grateful. So that people can, like her family and friends, are not just wasting away their life. They're really, you know, making an effort to kind of live a little bit more. And I feel like she's glad that she could have been an inspiration, because she was a perfect example of how, you know, being gone too soon, or going when it's definitely not the right time for everybody, you know. And I feel like she just really brings in, I feel like there's a man next to her when she is transitioning. And I keep feeling like that's a son, like I keep hearing son. I feel like she just wants to acknowledge that she was loved and she knew. And she's kind of like, you know, she didn't pass on her own. And I really feel comforted, you know, by that. So yeah, I feel like, Crystal, the message for you is, you know, sometimes we expect life to go a certain way. I feel like she just says to you, dream big, use your imagination, and expect the unexpected. That's what I feel like, expect the unexpected. She loves you a lot. I feel like she's also going to be visiting you in your dreams, but also at work. Like something's going to happen at work and you're just, like, you'll have to do like a double take. And it's just her. She's just trying to get your attention. She's wanting you to look up, because sometimes you just kind of let time go by a little bit. So that's what I feel. That's what I feel for you. Well, everybody, I hope you've had a wonderful night with Mediumship Thursday. And I'm always so excited to connect with you. So in any way that we can do that, whether it be through my programs, whether it be through my trainings or my events, I really love being able to get to know you and really helping you on your journey. Getting the opportunity to invest in yourself is the biggest and most important thing that you can do for you. So I really look forward to being able to connect with more and more of you. I've met thousands of you over the years, and it's just amazing to see some of you guys again or every year, and to get to meet so many new faces. So until next time, and so much love, peace and blessings, and together, let's do this. Let's bring mediumship into the everyday home, the everyday hearts, and everyday conversations. So lots of love from me, Melissa Mills, medium and soulful alignment mentor. Night night, everyone.